Proclamation number 5815 of 30th of November, 1953. Power of the word last a before the end. Only that which comes from above and points upwards is of value for eternity, for this draws you up and directs your eyes upwards. As long as you are bound to earth by your own desire and thinking, your soul will still be far away from me and will not seek me. But as soon as it is offered something from above which directs its thoughts into the spheres it shall one day reach, its ties to earth will loosen, and the more often it listens to what is offered to it, the easier it will be able to free itself. On earth it finds nothing that satisfies it completely, even if the body receives what it demands. The soul needs other gifts in order to be satisfied. It is only touched by spiritual gifts in such a way that it is stimulated to strive upwards. Provided it is not yet completely dulled by the body's desire for earthly goods, which puts the soul into a dead, rigid state. Only when the soul feels addressed does it awaken to life, and this address can only come to it through my word. And only through the strength of my word can it awaken to life. If the soul desires my address of its own accord, then it can and will be able to hear it everywhere, even if my word is offered to it through people. But if it is still completely without life, then the word will be offered by people, will not penetrate it. Then I myself must speak to it so that it will feel my illumination of love. Then my word must be offered to it through a representative of myself. I myself must be able to express myself through a human being, or also a speaker filled with my spirit must proclaim my word to it, who will present it to it so vividly that it will feel an effect emanating from my word. Then I myself will be able to confront this soul and win it over through loving speech. Even though the soul can still remain defensive if its resistance against me is so great that it does not want to accept my word either and rebels against every spiritual instruction. Those who persist in their resistance against me do not listen to me myself either, even if I would obviously confront them. Yet many only need a small influx of strength in order to change their will, in order to strive upwards. And they can receive this flow of strength by listening to my word without a will of resistance. Then the strength of my word can also take effect on them. Then the soul will be pushed into a different path on which it will safely ascend. What should appeal to you humans must come from above. It must testify to me and point to me, otherwise it will remain without effect. And therefore my word comes to you from above, and before the end I still give you humans the opportunity to drop the aim you strived for on earth and strive towards the aim which is outside this earthly sphere and wants to receive all of you. My kingdom, which is not of this world but which you shall acquire in this world, and which you can also reach if you accept the food which originates in that kingdom. If you enjoy the bread of heaven which is offered to you in the form of my word and which will truly awaken and strengthen you to new life if only you are of good will and pay attention to everything that is offered to you through my love in the last time before the end. Amen.